When a confident AI forecast starts feeling inevitable, Nouriel Roubini's prediction that AI will transform work and make universal basic income inevitable reveals how authority, coherent stories, and a single dominant trend can turn a forecast into a felt fact. A striking prediction moved through technology and economics feeds this weekend. In a Bloomberg TV interview reported by Fortune, economist Nouriel Roubini argued that AI and robotics could replace a large share of human work over the next 25 years. He projected faster economic growth and described universal basic income, or broader redistribution, as an inevitable response. Some readers treated the forecast as a long overdue admission about where AI is taking us. Others dismissed it as another dramatic warning. Both reactions reduced the question to whether this future is true or false. But a 25-year forecast is not a photograph of a destination. It is a chain of assumptions about technical capability, adoption, costs, demand, regulation, politics, and human behavior. Every link can sound plausible, while the full chain remains uncertain. What the evidence actually shows: there is serious evidence that AI will change work. The International Labor Organization estimates that 1 in 4 workers worldwide is in an occupation with some exposure to generative AI. Yet exposure is not elimination. Because jobs contain varied tasks and still require human input, the ILO says transformation is currently more likely than wholesale replacement. That distinction matters. A model can perform part of a job without replacing the occupation. Lower costs can increase demand. Faster workers can serve more customers, and professions can trade routine tasks for oversight, judgment, relationship, or compliance work. None of that promises a painless transition. It shows why technical capability alone does not determine employment. U.S. projections reflect the same tension. The Bureau of Labor Statistics expects AI to reduce demand in some work while contributing to growth elsewhere. Its 2024-34 projections put data scientist employment up 33.5% and software developer employment up 15.8%. One technology can create, reorganize, and remove work at the same time. People using AI also hold conflicting expectations. Anthropic's June 2026 survey connected responses from about 9,700 Claude users with their usage patterns. More than a third expected AI to perform most or nearly all of their tasks within a year, but only 10% considered losing their own job likely or very likely. Many reported greater speed, scope, and quality, and 57% said AI had made their skills more valuable. Automation, augmentation, fear, and confidence are already coexisting. Trap 1. Authority bias. Authority bias gives extra weight to a claim because it comes from a respected expert. Expertise should matter. Roubini's macroeconomic experience makes his view more informative than a random viral post. The trap begins when credentials replace an examination of assumptions. Long-range AI forecasts cross-model capabilities, hardware, energy, corporate adoption, labor economics, law, and political institutions. Someone can be highly qualified to judge one part of that chain without possessing privileged knowledge of every link. Reputation can also trigger automatic dismissal. Calling a forecaster a prophet or a pessimist lets the label evaluate the argument for us. The better question is whether this person's expertise fits this specific claim and time horizon. Trap 2. The illusion of validity. The illusion of validity makes a coherent story feel more predictive than the evidence warrants. AI improves, automation gets cheaper, firms replace labor, productivity surges, income concentrates, governments adopt UBI. Each step has a recognizable logic. Together, they form a smooth path that feels almost visible. But better AI may produce slower adoption if firms struggle to redesign workflows. Productivity may lower prices and expand demand. New tasks may arise around supervision and accountability. Governments might choose wage subsidies, public services, shorter work weeks, worker ownership, retraining, taxes, UBI, or very little. A coherent scenario is useful for planning. It is not automatically a high probability forecast. Dates and precise numbers can make it feel measurable, but precision in the output does not remove uncertainty from the inputs. Trap 3. The focusing effect. The focusing effect makes one vivid factor dominate while other causes fade. In AI forecasts, technical capability often becomes that factor. If a model can perform a task, replacement starts to look like the natural next step. Real workplaces contain friction that demonstrations do not. Someone must be accountable for mistakes. Customers may prefer human relationships. Licenses, contracts, and regulators can require review. Managers must integrate new systems with old ones. Workers negotiate, firms compete, and lower prices can create demand. These forces do not stop technological change. They shape what it becomes. The same problem applies to UBI. Greater productivity may make redistribution easier to finance, but it does not choose a policy. UBI remains a political decision about ownership, taxation, eligibility, and public priorities. Calling it inevitable turns a contested social choice into a mechanical consequence of better software. How to read a big AI forecast? Separate the forecast into layers. First, observations. What can current systems do, and where are firms actually using them? Second, projections. Which capabilities or adoption rates are expected to change? Third, assumptions. How are those changes supposed to affect jobs, wages, growth, and policy? Finally, ask what evidence would make the forecaster revise the timeline. Then look for alternate paths, not merely an opposing opinion. Could productivity increase employment in one industry while reducing it in another? Could jobs change faster than job titles disappear? Could growth rise while bargaining power falls? Could redistribution be affordable but politically blocked? Alternatives reveal which parts of the original story are assumptions rather than facts. Pay particular attention to inevitable. It can blur four different claims: technically possible, economically attractive, politically likely, and historically unavoidable. A forecast becomes more useful when it tells us which claim it is actually making. Rubini may be directionally right that AI will create extraordinary economic and political pressure. He may be too optimistic about growth, too pessimistic about employment, or too confident about the policy response. The point is not to choose a side before the evidence arrives. It is to stop a plausible future from becoming a remembered fact about a world that does not exist yet. Before sharing the prediction that feels most convincing, ask, which link is supported by current evidence, and which is being carried by confidence, coherence, or the word inevitable?